Recorded Books presents White House on Fire by Sean O'Brien. Narrated by the author. To Aaron, Jay, and Claire. Chapter 1. Smoke. Red, white, and blue smoke billowed from the fighter jets as they roared over the goalposts of the stadium in Baltimore. The ground where Clara and Marissa stood next to Mom trembled, and the wind threatened to blow the white uniformed hats off the disciplined formation of Naval Academy students in the middle of the field. Clara thought all those circular white hats made the field look like a very lopsided game of Othello. As the jets made a hard turn over the stadium edge, the crowd cheered. Clara wanted to cheer as well, but she stayed silent and still. She was being watched. She was on TV. The tight formation on the field broke as the young midshipmen sprinted into the stands for the upcoming football game. The fighter jets turned once more and flew off into the setting sun.
F-16s?
Marissa whispered without moving her head.
No,
Clara whispered back, her lips barely moving.
They have two tail fins. F-35.
They'd both seen a lot of fighter planes growing up, between Dad's career as a Marine and Mom's career in politics.
F-A-18 Super Hornets, ma'am, whispered another voice nearby.
Clara looked out of the corner of her eye, fighting to keep her head still. Beside her was a young woman in a crisp white uniform. Her black hair was pulled into a tight bun, and her white-gloved hands were bunched rigidly at her side.
How can you tell?
Clara asked, keeping her eyes forward.
I've flown it, ma'am,
she answered quietly.
Sick, replied Clara.
And now, a voice boomed over the loudspeaker, to honor America, please welcome Midshipman Second Class Cecilia Kim.
The woman gave a quick wink to Clara, then smiled and waved at her fellow students as she stepped forward to the microphone stand. The entire crowd went silent. She took her time.
Oh, say, can you see?
Midshipman Kim sang into the microphone. Her voice echoed from every loudspeaker. She paused. The wind blowing past the microphone made a soft, rumbling sound over the stadium's public address system.
By the dawn's,
she paused.
Early,
she paused again.
Light.
Clara's nose itched. She stood still, hand over heart, trying to wish the itch away.
What so proudly we hailed.
They weren't even going to stay for the game. Mom had a schedule to keep.
At the twilight's last gleaming, and the rocket's red glare.
Red fireworks shot up from the corners of the stadium. The crowd cheered.
Cool, muttered Clara.
Shush, whispered Marissa.
You shush,
Clara whispered back.
Good one, whispered Marissa.
The bomb's bursting,
sang Midshipman Kim.
In air.
Clara and Marissa appeared on the stadium video screen. Their faces were gigantic.
Don't laugh, Clara whispered.
Gave proof through the night.
On the massive screen, Clara saw Marissa's face contort as she tried not to giggle.
That our flag was still there.
Their faces disappeared from the big screen as the camera shifted to the color guard standing nearby. Several midshipmen in white uniforms holding the American flag between a Marine flag and a Navy flag.
Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave?
Clara wished they could at least stick around for the first half. She understood why they couldn't ever stay to the end. The motorcade snarled up traffic that one time they stayed till the seventh inning and...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?